The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 18, text number 54, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on January 14th, 2007, in Suva, Fiji.
So today we are speaking from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 18, text number 54. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasotshuti Nakhangshuti Sarmak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktin Labhate Param. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. Purport. To the impersonalist, achieving the Brahma-Bhuta stage, becoming one with the Absolute, is the last word. But for the personalist or pure devotee, one has to go still further to become engaged in pure devotional service. This means that one who is engaged in pure devotional service to the Supreme Lord is already in the state of liberation called Brahma Bhuta, oneness with the Absolute. Without being one with the Supreme, the Absolute, one cannot render service unto Him. In the Absolute conception, there is no difference between the served and the servitor, yet the distinction is there in a higher spiritual sense. In the material concept of life, when one works for sense gratification, there is misery. But in the absolute world, when one engages in pure devotional service, there is no misery. The devotee in Krishna consciousness has nothing for which to lament or desire. Since God is full, a living entity who is engaged in God's service in Krishna consciousness becomes also full in himself. He is just like a river cleansed of all dirty water. Because a pure devotee has no thought other than Krishna, he is naturally always joyful. He does not lament for any material loss or aspire for gain because he is full in the service of the Lord. He has no desire for material enjoyment because he knows that every living entity is a fragmental part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and therefore eternally a servant. He does not see in the material world someone as higher and someone as lower. Higher and lower positions are ephemeral, and a devotee has nothing to do with ephemeral appearances or disappearances. For him, stone and gold are of equal value. This is the Brahma-Buddha stage, and this stage is attained very easily by the pure devotee. In that stage of existence, the idea of becoming one with the Supreme Brahman and annihilating one's individuality becomes hellish. The idea of attaining the heavenly kingdom becomes phantasmagoria. And the senses are like the serpent's teeth that are broken. As there is no fear of a serpent with broken teeth, there is no fear from the senses when they are automatically controlled. The world is miserable for the materially infected person, but for a devotee, the entire world is as good as Vaikuntha or the spiritual sky. The highest personality in this material universe is no more significant than an ant for a devotee. Such a stage can be achieved by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, who preached pure devotional service in this age. Om Akyana Timvanandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kankshati samaksarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktiṁ labhate param. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming today to this program of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We are studying these words of wisdom coming from Lord Sri Krishna, because Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not an ordinary scholar. He is not an ordinary heroic figure. He is not a mythological personality. He is the summum bonum. He is the absolute source of all energies. From Lord Sri Krishna, everything is coming. Just like within this universe, the sun is there, and it is shining the sun rays, and they are going all over the place to give the light and the heat. Even here when we take our shower, it is solar heated. We are getting our hot shower, the hot water in the shower, for that is part of the sun's energy. So that sun is spreading all over the universe. So in the same way, Krishna is disseminating his energy throughout the totality of existence. Everything that exists is the energy of Krishna. Therefore, that energy needs to be, if it's going to be in a healthy state, that energy needs to be recycled back to its source. This is the original environmentalism or recycling program. The energy which is coming from God, that energy must be offered back to God. If that energy is not offered back to God, then we have a polluted condition. So we must understand who is the source of the energy. This is a very important thing. Bhaktaram Jagatapasam Lar Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvamam Shantam Ritshati. Krishna says, I am the supreme enjoyer, I am the supreme controller, I am the supreme friend. One must understand these things to become peaceful. He also says, Aham sravasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartati iti bat bhava jante bang buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts. So we must understand what is the source from which everything is coming. That is Krishna. In order to achieve this wonderful, desirable state, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochatina Kangshati, you see, one becomes fully joyful. He is no longer disturbed by the desires of this material world. He is totally peaceful and happy. Whether he's a poor man or he is a millionaire, his mind is completely peaceful and happy because he sees everything in relationship with Krishna and he engages everything in the service of Krishna. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness, and it is easily achieved by one who takes shelter of the association of the devotees under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. It is easily achieved. So, I have been very much blessed by coming in contact with the greatest spiritual master in the history of the universe. His divine grace, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Padi Vajakacharya Ashtatarasata Shishima A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Even though I was a lost fool, drowning in the suffering of this material existence, His divine grace mercifully picked me up out of the darkness of illusion and put me on this path of Krishna Bhakti 36 years ago. Not only did he save me, but he ordered me that I must save as many as possible. During my lifetime, I must save as many as possible of the people in this world who are lost in sense gratification. That is our position in this world. We think that we're the body. I am thinking American, you are thinking Indian, you see. We are identifying, I am thinking male, you are thinking female, you see. This is called bodily consciousness. This bodily consciousness is the worst enemy of the living being. There is a nice story given in this regard by my Param Guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. My grand spiritual master means the guru of my guru. He gave a very nice story in this connection. In Indian culture, wedding is a very big thing. Especially in the old days. Before radio, television, internet. It was even bigger in those days. So the boy, he was from one village. And the girl, she was from another village. So it was a very big thing for both villages. The whole village, two villages were completely celebrating this wedding. So the villagers from one village, they're all traveling to the other village for the wedding. But there was a huge body of waters separating. But there was boatmen there, a ferry boat. to take the villagers across the river. Big, huge, wide river. So they were walking for many hours and they finally came to that body of water. But the sun was just setting. The boatmen were going to sleep for the night. So they actually already gone to sleep. So the villagers said, "Boatman, boatman, wake up, wake up. We have an imp- you must take us. We have to be in the morning in this village. You must take us immediately." The boatman said, all right, we can row. You all take your rest here. We will row during the night, and then by the morning we will reach the other village." So the villagers got in the boat. The boatman began rowing the boat all night long, rowing, rowing, rowing. And the sun came up in the morning, and the villagers, they woke up and they saw the boat had not gone anywhere. It was still sitting at the shore. It had not crossed the water. They said, "Boatman, what's going on here? We haven't gone anywhere. What's happening?" The boatman went, "Oh my goodness, we forgot to pull the anchor in." You see, they were rowing all night. They never pulled the anchor. All that hard work, hours after hours, they gave up their sleep. And they got nothing. You see. So what is that anchor? Do you know what is that anchor? This is a simile. That anchor is, if you think that you are your body, if you think you are male or female or Indian or young or middle-aged or old, that is anchor that is holding you back from realizing the unlimited spiritual bliss that the spirit soul can taste in relationship with God. So every time you think that you're a male, hit yourself on the head. No, you're not a male. Or if you think you're a female, hit yourself on the head. No, you're not a female. You're not that body. You're a spirit soul in quality one with God. God is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, and you are also eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. You must always remember this. You are not the body. You are the eternal spiritual being in quality one with God. The process of bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness is the process of reviving your realization of your eternal spiritual identity. For the bhakta, it is not just some flowery words or some theoretical idea. The bhakta, by the mercy of Guru and the mercy of Krishna, the bhakta revives his original eternal spiritual identity. He lives in his spiritual identity, even while keeping his material body. He revives his spiritual identity, and he lives in the spiritual reality in relationship with God. That is described here by Srila Prabhupada. For a devotee, the entire world is as good as Vaikuntha or the spiritual sky. So how we can come to that position? How will you turn the Fiji Islands into Vaikuntha, the spiritual sky? You see? How will you do that? It's a very simple formula. You simply have to see everything here is the property of God. That's all you have to do. You cannot think, I, me, and mine. This is my property. As soon as you claim proprietorship, then you are relegating yourself to the material existence of birth, death, old age, and disease. If you want to enter into the eternal spiritual existence, if you want to revive your eternal spiritual identity, you must say, Nirmama, nothing is mine. Nothing is mine. Nirmama, in Sanskrit language, nothing is mine. I am not the proprietor. What do you bring in this world? You don't even bring a set of clothes, do you? We come to this world naked, we leave naked. The minute we come, we say, this is my land. I am the proprietor. And then we fight. You see, who will control this land because it is mine? No, it is mine. We fight. But why don't we just all agree that this is God's property and we are God's children? We are one family on this planet. We are all one family. Whether we say Allah, Jehovah, Krishna, there is one supreme being. How many suns are shining in the sky? Have you counted lately? I've only counted one. But how many names are there for the sun? There are so many different names. The sun in English, in Hindi, Surya, in Spanish, El Sol, in French something, in German something, in Russian something. You see? In so many languages, there are so many different names, but yet the sun remains one. So whether we say Allah, whether we say Krishna, you see, the names may be many, but the person is one. So we have to revive our loving relationship with that person. That revival of the loving relationship with that person is Krishna consciousness. Or you can call it Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, Allah consciousness. Prabhupada even said universal consciousness. Whatever you call it, the science is one. To develop love for that supreme original person, that source of everything that exists. How to live in a state of perfect harmony with the source of all that exists. You see, that we have to learn. That's what the bona fide master, spiritual master teaches his disciples how to do. You see, the bona fide spiritual master means that person who is in perfect harmony with God. And we become disciples of that perfect guru. Then he also teaches us how to live in perfect harmony with God, with every thought, every word, and every deed, and every time, every place, and every situation. And when you do that, then you achieve this state described here, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakankshati Samaksraveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. People think to be happy you have to have a lot of money. But actually the more you get money, the more you purchase anxieties. We are not against money. We encourage you, if you are a businessman, become very wealthy. We can build temples all over the world. In every neighborhood we can build temples. But do not think that you are the proprietor, that's all. You must see everything as the property of Krishna and use everything in the service of Krishna. And then whatever you may have, it will be a great asset. Whatever we use for our personal sense gratification, that is material energy. But that same material energy, if we use that for Krishna, that becomes transformed into pure spiritual energy, just like the prasad. We take so many varieties of foodstuff, potato, cauliflower, duruka, so many varieties, mango, papaya, so many banana, rice, dal, ghee, so many varieties of foodstuff we take. It is material nature, material energy. Bhumir apo nalo vayu kang mano budharibacha. What do? We cook that for Krishna. We offer it to the deities. And what happens when that food is offered to the deities? What happens to that? It is transformed from matter into spirit. You see? And then when you eat that, it is no longer food, it is now prasad. By taking that prasad into your material body, your material body then becomes spiritualized. And if you will come and bow down in front of the deity, then you become even more spiritualized. And if you will take japa mala home with you and you will chant every morning before you go to the office, if you will chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then you'll become even more spiritualized. And if you make sure that your wife is Krishna conscious, and you make sure your children are Krishna conscious, then you'll become even more spiritualized. And if you keep doing this, becoming more spiritualized, then you will come to this platform. Brahma Bhutta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati. When you will feel how you are no longer living in this material existence. Because you will see Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna wherever you go. At home, at the temple, in the, driving around Suva, when you're going to your office, everywhere. When you're shopping, when you're going to the doctor's office, the dentist's office. Even at the moment of death, there will be no fear. Because you will feel how you are living in your eternal spiritual existence. You see. So, we're very happy you have come here today to learn something of this science of Krishna. We want to teach you how to perfect this. It's very good to be a beginner, one who is starting in this pathway. But do not remain a beginner. We want that each and every one of you shall become the pure devotee, highly advanced in this science. When you go to the university, they have different levels, isn't it? Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, and then master's, PhD. Is it glorious to remain the freshman level student? Introductory student, year after year after year after year after year. No, if you're in the university, properly studying, then you must make progress. First year, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, master's, PhD. If you're doing your prescribed duty properly as a student, then you must make progress. So if you are following the bhakti pathway according to the orders you've received from the spiritual master, then you must make progress. You must become a highly advanced Vaishnava. That will happen if you follow the orders of the spiritual master. So we are asking you all to take very seriously whatever level you're on now. Try to move forward. If you're chanting 4 rounds every day, then increase to 8 rounds every day. If you're chanting 8 rounds every day, increase to 16 rounds. If you're not chanting any rounds, then begin immediately. Go to the shop after the lecture, after the program, purchase Japa Mala, and 2 rounds every day you must chant at least, you see. If you are not vegetarian, go home and throw out all the meat tonight from your home, your refrigerator. Clean, purge the house of all the pop. Get rid of the meat, the fish, the eggs, throw it all out, you see. In this way, we want everyone to move forward on the path of Krishna Bhakti. So that everyone can experience the sweet, sublime flavor of Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Nasochati Nakangshati Samaksarveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. And that's the ultimate position. When you develop pure bhakti, when there is no more any desire except to please the Lord, that is pure bhakti. And that stage we want you to come to. Because that's where the nectar is. Anything short of pure bhakti will never fully satisfy the self. That is a fact. If you want complete, total satisfaction, then please, please, please advance yourself on the path of bhakti. We are prepared to give you all guidance. And we have many senior devotees who are visiting here. We are prepared to give you all guidance how to become perfect. And the leading devotees here also are Jai Ram Prabhu, very senior Vaishnava. He is willing to give you all guidance. Our Vasudev Prabhu, very senior, the one who was given the order by Srila Prabhupada. He is a great hero of our Krishna consciousness movement. He is here to give you guidance. His wife, Bhagavati. We have so many wonderful resources here in Fiji to take advantage for advancing in Krishna consciousness. So kindly take advantage of the opportunity that is given to you and make your life perfect. become determined this will be my last birth in this material world. I will seriously take this pathway and go back to home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. So we thank you very much for your kind attention. And now we have a few minutes before the arati ceremony. If there are any questions, I can try to answer them for you. Krishna orders to inquire from Guru. So when Guru comes, one should try to inquire. That's the order of Krishna.
What is the first step of Krishna consciousness?
What is the very first step on the path of Krishna bhakti is described by Rupa Goswami. He says, Adau Gurashrayam. The very first step is that you take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. If you don't have proper guidance, then what will you do? So the beginning stage, you have to go to a teacher, one who knows the science of bhakti, and can say, okay, this is what you do. Here's step number one, step number two. So the first step is you should chant Hare Krishna mantra. You get the Japa Mala beads, and you purchase Bhagavad Gita as it is and study. This is the first step everyone should take if you haven't taken it already. You purchase the Japa Mala and Bhagavad Gita as it is. You regularly study Bhagavad Gita as it is and chant on the Japa Mala. And then you take guidance from the senior devotees here at the temple. You take guidance from spiritual masters who are coming here for preaching activities. And this way, you can begin very nicely your path of bhakti. For each individual, there'll be different details of how they should do. Because we all have our different varieties of material attachments. So the senior devotees, the spiritual masters, they will guide the individual student in such a way that's beneficial for him. But the general principle is, by Rupa Goswami, you must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. That is the beginning.
Is it not the fact that you have devotee association?
Yes. He has asked the question, does that mean that one has to have devotee association? And the answer is yes. There is another description given again by Rupa Goswami. The very first step is to have faith that there is God and I can realize God, and there are the devotees of God, they are good people. You see, that is faith. That's the first step. The first step is one must have faith. Actually, in this material world, we put faith in so many things. We get in an automobile, we have faith that the steering wheel won't fall off while I'm driving on the highway. We put faith the steering wheel is well attached. Just imagine if the steering wheel comes off when you're driving down the highway. You'd be killed instantly. We have faith that the steering wheel is well attached to this car. We just have faith in them. So we put faith in so many material things. Now we must also put faith in the devotees of the Lord. We must find those devotees who are actually saintly. We must put our faith in them, and the second step is sadhu sangha. We must associate with them. So that is the purpose of this temple. It's not just a place to come and have darshan. This is a place to come and associate with the devotees. Because the devotees can take you to higher and higher levels of Krishna realization. If I simply come to take the darshan and go home, then I will not advance very far on the path of bhakti. I will remain always a beginner. But if I associate with the devotees, then I can advance very nicely. In fact, it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, if you go to a holy place of pilgrimage just for a little purification, but you don't hear from the sadhus who are teaching there, Bhagavatam says, Saeva Gokaraha. You are a cow or you're like a cow or an ass. So would you like to be considered simply a cow or an ass? Of course not. The fact that all of you are sitting nicely and hearing shows that you are on a higher platform. You see, but some people, they think, I don't want to hear. I will simply go in, I will take darshan and get out, and I don't want to hear anybody tell me anything about bhakti. You see, they close their ears. No. So we don't want to be like that. We want to come and we want to hear from the devotees. We want to hear from the spiritual masters who preach here. We want to hear from the devotees who are preaching here. Because by that hearing from the sadhus, the saintly devotees of the Lord, then we become elevated to the third stage, which is bhajana kriya. That's when we fully take up the practices, japamala, regulated principles, initiation, etc. And then it goes on, higher and higher stages. And we can finally come to the point of Krishna praying. So, any other question? Yes. What is he saying?
How can one control the tongue, belly and genitals?
Yes. This is a very important point. How one can control tongue, belly and genitals. If you will only taste Krishna Prasad, then your belly will automatically be controlled. If your tongue is controlled, then your belly is automatically controlled. And this way, you will not be carried away by sex desire also. If you eat only Krishna Prasad, foodstuffs offered with love and devotion to Krishna, then automatically the belly and the genitals, they will become controlled also, very nicely. So, you come to the temple and take prasad, and at home also, you cook with love and devotion, fruits, vegetables, dairy products and grains, you offer them to Krishna. Make a vow today that I will not put anything into my mouth from now on unless it is prasad, Krishna prasad. Nothing will go into my mouth except Krishna prasad. If you do that, you'll become a great yogi very quickly, even without having to do any asanas or pranayama. Just by regulating your eating only, to take only prasad, you'll become a great yogi very quickly. It is not difficult to become a great yogi. All you have to do is take only Krishna prasad and nothing else. If you go to a friend's house and they want to offer you something, you say, is it Krishna prasad? They say, well, no, I don't offer food to Krishna. Well, say, well, give me some fruits and I can offer them in my mind to Krishna and then I will take. So in this way, take only the prasad of Krishna. And then one becomes very quickly a highly advanced yogi. Any other questions? None of the ladies have any questions? So, everything is understood, all the points are understood. Is anything confusing to you that I said? Now's your opportunity to clear the confusion. If something confused you about what I said, you can ask the question. Yes. If by taking prasad only you become a great yogi, then why bother chanting? Just eat my way back to Godhead. Actually, Prabhupada did say that we will go back to Godhead just by taking prasad. He said that one time. But you can't eat all day long. If you eat 24 hours a day, you will get sick. So what will you do when you're not eating Krishna prasad? In between eating, then you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In that way, the tongue will always be engaged. You either engage the tongue in chanting Hare Krishna or in taking prasad. That is the formula. Then you become the greatest yogi, bhakti yogi. Any other questions? So is everybody ready now to take up this bhakti path with great enthusiasm? Or does anyone object? No, no, I don't want to do that. I have this reason, that reason. Does anyone have objection? That no, I don't want to take this bhakti path. It's too difficult. But
Guru Maharaj, but how to maintain relationships with our close relatives who are suspicious regarding Krishna consciousness?
How do we maintain relationships with our in-laws who are suspicious about Krishna consciousness? What is that weird thing you're doing, they may ask. You've been behaving very strange lately. I think you need to go to a psychiatrist. They may think that way. So, what to do? It's a very simple formula. This is my practical experience. If you are unsure about what you're doing, they will be too. But if you're absolutely convinced that Krishna consciousness is the healthy state of the living being, then it's easy to convince everyone, even your skeptical in-laws. You simply have to be firm in your own conviction. Prabhupada gives that example of Charlie Chaplin. Have you heard that analogy? Yes. Charlie Chaplin was at the ball dance. It's a famous movie in the old days of the silent movies. He was at the ball dance. Everyone has heard this story? Charlie, yeah. So Charlie Chaplin, he was at this ball dance. You know, one of these formal, where the ladies have the big gowns and the men have the long tuxedos and the top hats. Very formal affair, you see. So some children thought they would have some fun, and they took some glue and they put it on the bench where the lovers would sit in between dances. So Charlie Chaplin sat down on this glue and he got up and it ripped his tuxedo. It was a very embarrassing thing. I mean, you can't be at a formal dance with a ripped tuxedo. I mean, you might as well just go home, you know. Everybody will laugh at you. But Charlie Chaplin was not one to be defeated. He went into the men's room and he ripped his tuxedo even further, all the way up to his shoulder. Rip! There was a cape on the back, see. So he ripped the cape all the way up to the top, so there's two, it's like a double, two capes. And then he went out into the dance floor with his date and they just went dancing all around, twirling and jumping and going back this way and this way with great enthusiasm. And everybody was just in a state of awe. Everyone stopped. They were just looking at Charlie Chaplin and his date. And then what did all the men do? They all ripped their tuxedos and started dancing with the same enthusiasm, you see. So right now they are thinking, oh, he has ripped his tuxedo. But now you must rip it even further and show him that this is the new thing. This is the latest fad. This is the coolest thing now. This is what the in crowd does. They chant Hare Krishna. You are not chanting yet? What's wrong with you? Didn't you know everyone chants Hare Krishna? Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna says, oh Rishikesha, the whole world becomes joyful upon hearing the recitation of your name, except for the demons who go running here and there. So you can tell them, didn't you know? This is what everyone's doing now. This is the latest thing. Krishna consciousness is sweeping the world. What's wrong with you? Why don't you wake up? If you have this mood about Krishna consciousness, I guarantee you, you'll be able to, your family members will join, your friends. You can make all of Latvia Krishna conscious. This is my aspiring disciple from Latvia, for all of you who don't know him. He owns one of the leading radio stations in Eastern Europe, and he is becoming Krishna conscious now, and using his radio station to promote Krishna consciousness. So if you will simply become very, very keen to create a revolution, then you'll see that so many people are carried away by your enthusiasm, and they will also want to join. That's a fact. And even if they don't join, they will respect you. My brother has never joined, but he is amazed when I tell him. I keep him from time to time abreast of what I'm up to, and he's absolutely amazed how I'm traveling and preaching all over the world. I'll call him up. He'll say, "Where are you calling from this time?" He and I both live, my home is in Austin, Texas, and he also lives there. He says, "Where are you calling from this time?" I say, "Oh, some remote corner of the world, Austin, Texas." So anyway, this way the RT ceremony is going on now, and I know everyone would like to join the RT. So we thank you all very much. Raja Vidya, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.